Okay, so we can get to our interview. You're going to take off, Chris. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
Have a good talk.
And Bob, you know, we just met, so nice to meet you. And glad you're on board.
Nice to meet you as well.
It takes all these volunteers to make this happen, doesn't it?
Thank you. Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, thank you again, Bob, for being a valued KRFY, part of the underwriting team. All of our underwriters are volunteers. And it's because you have a special passion for music in a certain way. Why don't you, and welcome back, by the way. It's great to have you back in the studio. It's always nice to have a live voice telling us what we're listening to and stuff like that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about why you decided to become a KRFY broadcaster and why the genre of blues? What is that? Obviously, it's your genre. And just kind of talk to us about that.
Okay. Well, the blues I consider a wide genre because it includes jazz, rock and roll. There's blue countries, blues, gospel. It's all in there. So it's just the music I liked. I gravitated it as a person growing up in the 60s and 70s, listened to the rock and roll. I thought it was unique music. It turned out it wasn't. There was a lot of covers that they were doing. And then I got interested in knowing who the original artists were. And I had a chance. I worked in Memphis for about a year. And that really helped me understand the blues in a way that I believe I can communicate it to other people through this show here.
The selection of music. I think about there's the Chicago blues, the St. Louis blues, Memphis blues. That's just, you know, urban blues, so to speak. And then you mentioned jazz and country blues and rock and roll blues. So how do you find the music? And how does your show have a theme each week, or how do you bring us that picture that you carry?
Sometimes I do themes, and sometimes I just put it together, a little puzzle of music I like. I can have a little New Orleans jazz in there, and then I can mix in a little old-time blues, and ended up with a little rock and roll. I tend to do that a lot. It's Friday night show, so I try to leave it on an upbeat music that gets people ready to go out and have a good time for Friday night.
Maybe do a little pre-dancing. I always thought that it would be fun to have a KRFY show called like the Friday Night Dance Concerts or something. So that's kind of what you bring, upbeat kind of thing.
Well, it is the blues, so it's not all upbeat. Sometimes there are sad songs, but I think that's the important part of the blues, that we all share sadness in our lives, and to be able to it's one of the things that connects us all, is that our emotional beings and stuff. So,
and do you find that it's not just the words, but it's the sound of the voice of the person singing, or they're playing a slide guitar or something like that? It imparts that feeling that you're talking about.
It's all that. It just seems to be universal music, at least from how I listen to it and understand it. So that's one thing about music. Music connects us on a deep level that we sometimes miss in our day-to-day lives.
And so when you come down here, you've put music into your queue, into your playlist, how long does it take you to set up your show? And it's an hour show. So what's your commitment to your show?
Well, I try to come in every other week and put together two shows. And I have about 2.5 hours to do that. The music that we have in our library is huge. And there's a lot of blues songs, that untapped blues songs that I like to look for. So I go through and I look at the songs that could be blues that haven't been played yet, and then I have to listen to them and check them, so to make sure that they are appropriate for airplay. And then I try to put them together in a way that will take the listeners on a little journey, let's say.
Well, I know I like listening to it because I do like the blues. And just getting back to the different styles, is there like a Texas? When you talk about the feeling in a song, you know, country blues is what you'd call it.
Well, yeah, there's as many different types of blues as there is music, I believe. There are even Mississippi blues. You have Delta blues and Hill Country blues. So they're two unique styles. So there's Texas blues, there's Chicago blues, there's Detroit blues. It's all there.
So what distinguishes them? The artists that produce it, they live there. If they're in St. Louis, it becomes a St. Louis blues, or is there style?
Well, each region has their own unique taste, unique take on the blues. So there is St. Louis blues, and there's New Orleans blues, and it basically came up the Mississippi from Mississippi River from Mississippi, and then kind of spread out from there as musicians started traveling north.
So when did the blues become a distinct genre of its own? I know the way back when. Tell us about way back when.
Well, I would say it's the spiritual tunes that people were singing on the plantations.
Okay. And who were some of the, I mean, obviously we didn't have recordings back then, so it was came down through generations, you know, just listening to music in groups.
Yeah, when they started going down south and recording, there were a few people that did that, and they found people like Robert Johnson, who recorded a bunch of songs and then died a short time later. The music was all there. They had Alan Lomax, I think, that was going down and doing the same thing that A.C. Carter was doing for old-time music. He was going through and finding old tunes and
back in the hills.
Yeah, fixing them up a little bit, and the Carter family, and so all that type of American music, which was a fusion of all the different music of the people that have came here.
Music is magical to me because. Just what you're talking about, Alan Lomax going down into the deltas, recording Robert Johnson before he died. I mean, those are valuable recordings because they can inspire the next generation. I mean, there's just little tiny threads that go into the next person writing a blues song.
Well, they certainly did. They inspired in the 60s various people of the British invasion who actually brought that music back to us. Before that, it was kind of segregated. And so as it came back to us in rock and roll, then it spread out. And I think every singer-songwriter at one point in their career does a blues song to because it's a natural part of the human condition.
I get it. I think about John Mayall. I think he came out of Britain. I'm not positive about that.
Yeah.
But and that's kind of what he did. Or who are some of the other ones? Mike Bloomfield. Back in the 60s.
The Yardbirds, Led Zeppelin borrowed a lot of blues songs. There was Cream, Eric Clapton, of course, all his bands. So they were a lot of them were doing versions on American music.
So what I've heard about blues, I don't know that much about it technically, but I know there's blues chords, blues progressions, and blues scales. And you know it when you hear it is what I know.
Yeah, typically they call it a 12-bar blues. It's the three chords, the one, the four, and the five, And if you want to sing the blues, you have to repeat the same line twice.
Just keep saying it. Mm. So that's just a little bit of the ins and outs of blues, but we are so happy that you have brought yourself back into the studio, because prior to the 2 years that you were gone, we love the show, and I think it really does matter to have a live person telling you what the songs are. And so how is it for you when you're sitting in here at night on a Friday night?
Well, for me, it's a nice little puzzle to figure out and put together, and I really enjoy sharing the music, and I hope people enjoy it.
Yeah. So what do you have lined up for this week? What are you thinking about?
Well, this week we have our meeting on the same day I do my show, so I have a bunch of old time blues that that will play through for the hour.
Okay, so you'll just automate.
I've already put the songs in the queue, and Otto will draw for them, and it will play okay. Those songs.
So that's all set up, and that's a nice thing. If you need a day off, a Friday night off, you can always do the automate. Just let Jack know. Well, anything else you want to say about your show and how you are excited to be back?
Very excited to be back. I enjoyed it immensely, and thank you all for allowing me to do this.
Yeah, we love it, and we so appreciate your dedication. Thanks for coming back into the studio, Bob. Bob Aldrich, host of the KRFY Blues Hour, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we have a song that you picked to line up. I want to remind everyone that we are live here in the studio. I'm Susie Perez. This is 88.5 KRFY, and I've been talking with Bob Aldrich about his blues show on Friday nights at 8 p.m. But and right after this song, I'll come back in and introduce, but this is right after the song, we're going to hear that recorded interview that Chris did with the Bonner General Health Pediatrician Services and the team over there at Bonner General Health about that subject. This is, however, Muddy Waters. I love the life I live. I'll be right back. Enjoy the song. You're listening to The Morning Show. Thanks again, Bob Aldrich.